the Gonzaleses, and two relatives were arrested for trespassing on Mother's Day last May when they searched the outside of Wilder's Boynton Beach home for clues. Mrs. Gonzales said it was the frustration of not knowing. She had to do something. The charges were later dropped. The families have found no trace of the two women. Of the 13 women Wilder is believed to have abducted, 6 were murdered, 4 escaped their abductor, and 3 are still missing. The missing are Kenyon, Gonzales, and Colleen Osborne, 15, who disappeared from Daytona Beach on March 15th. Wilder was killed April 13th while struggling for a gun with a state trooper in Colebrook, New Hampshire. Not knowing what happened to the missing women is the thing that hurts their families most. It hurts more than knowing. They have found their daughters and buried them, Dolores Kenyon said of some of the other families from which Wilder took a daughter. We don't even know what happened to ours. The not knowing is the worst thing about this, said Heidi Gonzalez. That's why the Gonzalez family had gone as far as Mexico City looking for Rosario. Why, each weekend, they take a drive out to a different spot of western Dade County to look for her in the Everglades areas. And why they will be at the Miami Grand Prix this weekend, distributing 10,000 flyers with her photograph on them. And that's why the Kenyons call the FBI week in and week out to see what is happening on their daughter's case. Why they've spent thousands of dollars on 3 different private detective agencies, and why they have followed even a psychic's advice and searched underbrush as far away as Alabama for their daughter. And that's also why the FBI and police, even close to a year after Wilder's death, follow any plausible lead or clue in an effort to locate the missing women. It's a continuing process, said Miami Police Detective Harvey Wasserman. Leads still come in. We still follow them. But so far, nothing has worked out. We follow up on any kind of lead that comes in, said FBI spokesman Joe Del Campo. We won't stop until all logical investigation has been completed and all leads are followed out. As late as last week, Miami police got a call that Rosario Gonzalez had been seen in Washington, D.C. The tip didn't check out. And for the FBI, following the leads has recently led agents to the death row of a California prison to talk to a man who once knew Wilder and is now awaiting execution for murder, a source with knowledge of the investigation said. The source said the prisoner claimed he could help investigators find the missing women, but information he provided did not check out. Del Campo acknowledged that agents went to California recently, but would not confirm that they spoke to a prison inmate.